It's not about the technology, it is what you do with it. Welcome to Digital Dash. We are excited about the opportunities technology presents in our modern world, and we spend a lot of time tinkering with the use cases. Join us every week on our podcast as we share our findings and break things down into zeros and ones. Subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app, and enjoy this episode.
If you're listening to this podcast, then chances are you've probably reached out to your smart device, your laptop or your phone, tablet, and you use your internet browser today. Now, whilst your browsing experience may have been good, I, Salon Donyo, am here to offer you suggestions on how you could make it way better than you thought you had it. On today's episode of Digital Dash, we are going to look at useful browser extensions, which we can use to streamline our online browsing and surfing activities. Being a netizen myself, and having spent a lot of time on the internet, YouTube, Wikipedia, Twitter, for example, I've come to find that there are several ways by which you could enhance your browsing experience, as I outlined early on. And one of the things I tend to make use of are browser extensions, which I have installed in my web browser. Now, most of these suggestions I'm going to make are going to apply to people who are mostly using Chrome or Firefox, which are arguably two of the most popular web browsers out there. I think more or less any other web browser which is out there has to be a variant of these two, and several other browsers which are based on the Chrome architecture. If you came to this podcast looking for ideas for Microsoft Edge, I'm sorry, just download Chrome. All right, so let's dive right in.
If you are in this auditorium, let me see your shouting.
Yeah!
One Ghana for your pockets, pockets.
Yeah.
So the first browser extension I want to talk about is Pocket. Now, I'm an avid reader, and Pocket has served me really, 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 really well. Like, I don't know what I've done with this handy and very useful extension. So what Pocket basically does is, if you're reading an article, you're looking at maybe a page, a web page or something online, and you need to do something else, you need to break up and do that, and you want to maybe revisit that page, especially like offline. When you install Pocket in your web browser, depending on what kind of browser you use, if it's Chrome, you just find it in the Chrome Web Store. If it's in Firefox, you just find it on the Firefox extensions page. So I'm just saying this for reference. So any other extension I'm going to talk about, you can find them in the aforementioned places. So let's go back to Pocket. Pocket is literally just what it says it does. You can save articles for later reading or later viewing in your pocket. I'm looking at a page online, as I said, and I need to do something else. What I just do is that after I have installed Pocket, I just click Save to Pocket, and it saves it to Pocket, which requires you to actually create an account and has a downloadable app for both iOS and Android. So I, for example, have the Android app installed on my phone. So if I'm looking at something on my PC and I want to look at it later, maybe when I'm lying in bed or when I'm in a bus going somewhere, I'm on a flight and I need to read this article or look at this web page again, I can save it to my Pocket, and Pocket downloads the page or article or whatever you're looking at in the background onto your Pocket account. So I can rip up my smartphone later on and have access to the same page once again, and actually take my time to go through it. And it's one of the most like useful apps I've come across on the internet. All right, let's go on to the next one. Speaking of more useful apps, this is another one you people might not know of, but if you are someone who is irked by how invasive Yango and Alibaba can be on YouTube, then you are going to love this one. It's called Adblock Plus. Now, I came across Adblock Plus because back then it was, I think it still happens, but it's not too uncommon to be browsing and you see this pop up, sexy singles in your area, click here. And clicking it is going to lead you on like a long, you know, rabbit hole of clicks and web pages with very funny and questionable material. Now, you want to prevent all these from happening to you, you install an extension called Adblock Plus. What Adblock Plus does is it basically prevents pop-ups and ads from running on your webpage, and it's very effective for especially YouTube. So say goodbye to your Yango ads and all that which run on your YouTube page when you are in a hurry to watch a video with your hard-earned data, and welcome in AdBlock Plus. One very good feature of AdBlock Plus is you can go into the extension and load it with a list of websites which are properly known to be sources of very intrusive ads, and AdBlock Plus is going to take note of these and block all those ads. You can also whitelist certain websites. Some websites rely on traffic for revenue, so usually if you're trying to download an item or access a file on them, they'll ask you to disable your ad blocker, which in this case is AdBlock Plus, in order for you to access the file. So you can whitelist websites like these. Now, still on YouTube, here's a very good extension you can install. It's called Enhancer for YouTube. So Enhancer for YouTube gives you a more cinematic experience when you're watching a video on YouTube. For example, you can even detach the player and go back to the home page and look or search for other videos whilst your current video is still playing in a very nice compact box. You can do a lot of tweaks, can change the interface, look the color, the feel, the buttons, and it's a very, very handy extension for people who love to spend time on YouTube, just like myself. Let's go on to the next one. So do you love spending time on YouTube such that sometimes you forget to look at your phone, or you want to focus on what's going on your browser and you don't want to get distracted from notifications and the like on your phone? Okay, all right, I have something for you. It's called Push Bullet. Now, I tried Push Bullet, and here are my thoughts. With Push Bullet, what it allows you to do, it allows you to sync your phone to your web browser. Now, if you're using any version of Windows later than 10, you realize that Microsoft also has a native solution where you can sort of like link your Android phone. I don't know if it worked with iOS, but you can sort of link your Android phone to your computer and receive notifications and messages from your phone to your computer. Whilst I've tried it before, I can't say I liked it, but of course, after experiencing what Push Bullet had to offer, I totally loved it. Now, Push Bullet is an extension which you just simply install, and install the accompanying app on your phone, and you cannot just receive calls, messages, and notifications from your phone, but you can also send files from your computer to your phone via Push Bullet. You can also send messages, and you can even send messages to other people who use Push Bullet. So if, for example, my friend Kwamina has Push Bullet on his phone, by the way, it's available for both Android and iOS devices. If he has Push Bullet on his phone, I can send him a message via Push Bullet, and I don't need to leave my laptop or my computer to attend to my phone or to that to do so. And he receives it just the same way. I can send files as well. So this is like an all-in-one suite for people who want to be able like maximize their productivity at their workstation device, being their computer or laptop. Now talking about saving time on productivity, let's look at saving money. Are you someone who loves to shop online like I do? There's a lot of things I like to do online. Gosh, I'm giving myself away. Okay, so here are a number of apps which I think you're going to find very useful. Let me go through them one by one. The first one is TripAdvisor. What TripAdvisor does is an aggregator for hotels, flights, car reservations, basically anything that can be booked. And it gives you the chance to book and also look at reviews from several other people who have used such a place. Now, if you're looking at a place online and you have your TripAdvisor widget or extension installed in your browser, what it does is it allows you to book the place via a few simple clicks, also see and compare prices from several places, from several destinations, flights, cars, you name it, Airbnbs, TripAdvisor, even restaurants. Why could I forget that one? TripAdvisor is just like an all-in-one suite. And what this is helps you to do is helps you to save money, obviously, because you don't need to go on a wild goose chase trying to Google and compare prices from several different websites when you can have it all under one umbrella. Next one is another extension which also does all the donkey work for you by comparing prices from several different websites and giving you one of the best options or pathways to choose. And I'm talking about Camelizer. So Camelizer is an extension which monitors the history or the price history of an item and lets you know where you can get it for lower, number one, and at what point in time the price of that item fell or rose. This could inform you on a very good decision, whether you should pull the trigger on purchasing that item at that point in time, or you should wait to a certain stipulated period before trying to get that item. And this is very, very useful for online shopping, which has seen a surge ever since the advent of COVID-19, and we are still living in debt. Now, still on shopping, you've probably noticed that from most websites, when you're trying to purchase an item, you tend to see reviews upon reviews. And now, in the age of DALL-E, where you have AI being basically able to do what human beings can do, paint and do all those kinds of things, a simple review on a website is like, you know, taking a bus to school. You see so many reviews on so many websites, and it's very difficult to tell if these are real or not. Now, cry no more. You have Fake Spot, which is an extension which analyzes reviews on websites and helps you identify which ones are most likely written by AI and distinguish them from the actual reviews which may have been written by humans. So this is like a bot to identify bots, a chuka bot, if you want to call it, that. Alan Turing will be so proud of this. Yes. So I love Fake Spot because when I'm buying from websites and then I want to look at the reviews, Fake Spot lets me know which reviews are most likely fake. Now, we are still on shopping. At the checkout, most websites have an option where you can enter a coupon or a code, a promo code, and receive discounts on an item you are buying. Now, there's nothing sweeter than the next extension I'm about to talk about. It's called Honey.
Hey, honey, coochie coochie, what's up?
If you install Honey in your web browser, Honey searches for other websites and helps you find promo codes which you can apply on the particular item you are buying, and thus saves you a lot of money. No, so it's kind of like a coupon aggregator, so to speak. And yes, if you're a shopper, you're gonna love this one too. Kamaliza, Fake Spot, Honey, and TripAdvisor, these are four handy extensions for people who want to maximize productivity in terms of browsing time when shopping and also minimize cost on purchase item. Now, most of these extensions I've talked about work with scripts like JavaScript and will require you to install an extension called Tamper Monkey in order to work. So if you're not sure whether your extension is going to rely on Tamper Monkey to work correctly, just go ahead to the browser extension store and look for Tamper Monkey anyway and install it. And this is like a shin guard so that you don't have to go and look for it ever again. So that's another suggestion for you. Tamper Monkey doesn't do anything in particular, just to help other extensions run scripts. And some of the extensions I've talked about above rely on it in order to work properly. If you are a Chrome user like myself, you are definitely not going to be new to the fact that Chrome is a hog when it comes to system resources, especially your RAM. But I have an extension which is going to take care of that for you. It's called the Great Suspender. So the Great Suspender, when installed in your browser, is going to kill off the tabs which are hogging RAM at that very moment in time, especially the tabs which you are not looking at. I once had a look at the tabs open on Kwame's laptop and I was horrified. So many of them. If only he had installed the Great Suspender, he wouldn't have to worry about which tabs are consuming system RAM, because it keeps only the open tabs active in your system memory and reduces the RAM usage of all the ones which you're not looking at, effectively suspending them from working, like, so to speak. Now, I'm going to close off by introducing to you a very, very, very interesting extension. Let's say you're not really doing anything online. You're just bored and you're looking for something to pass the time. There's an extension called Tetris, T-E-T-R-Y-S, which you can install in your browser, and it allows you to play, yes, just as it suggests, allows you to play Tetris in your web browser to just while away the time. You know, this is just like a novelty. Then I found it quite interesting because Chrome also has something to offer for you when you are offline and you're not connected to the internet. So you see on the page where Chrome says that you're not connected to the internet, there's like an 8-bit drawing of a T-Rex on a landscape. If you press the right arrow on your arrow keys on your keyboard, you find that you can move the T-Rex, and this starts a miniature game in the browser where you have to jump over obstacles. And it's very, very cheesy and funny at the same time. I just think it's an Easter egg I had to share with you if you're on a web browser and you are kind of like bored for some reason whatsoever. So this is a list of extensions, useful browser extensions, what I think you're going to love. I've tried them out and I want you to try them too. The list is going to be in the description to the podcast, so you can search for them and also check them out. And let us know what you think. We are Digital Dash. And if you love this podcast, you can subscribe to us in your favorite podcast app. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Digital Dash. So the dash is D_SH. And let us know what you think. Honestly, we would like to hear your feedback. And you can also leave us a review in your podcast app, you know, about this episode. I've been your host for today. My name is Salom Donyo. And on to the next podcast. See ya. Ciao.